Andrea, your topic today is really an interesting one, a hugely controversial one. Is Israel an apartheid state? And you've added on Palis. Where are you going with this?
We can cut the quick. We can all start making Shabbos. The answer is no. Okay, let's move on. This morning, I was in the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. You know, they always start bothering me from High FM early in the morning. What is your topic? What is your topic? Yes. And I walk around this country, and the topics are killing me. The topics are falling at my feet. And I have to tell you, as I'm talking, I had my daughter. Actually, my South African daughter is here with me visiting.
Yeah.
And I have a photograph in front of me, sitting ahead of the line. I'm telling you, I was like the absolute minority there. And sitting in a row, it's the most magnificent picture you ever saw. A Hasidic girl is not in the picture. She's off to the side. And sitting in front of me, I'm telling you now, is a Greek Orthodox priest. Next to him is an Arab Muslim. Next to him is sitting, I'm going to send you this picture, an Ethiopian soldier. And next to him is your standard Moroccan Israeli. And everybody is sitting there waiting to be treated in their own languages at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. It's one line for everybody, one number in a row. And from there, we went to the mall. And in the mall, if I tell you, there were cars from Jordan, there are Arabs shopping, there are nurses, Arab, Jewish, Ethiopian, everything across the board on their lunch break. And it is so painful. I know I'm funny. If I stop and I think about it, it is agonizing. You just can't get the word out. This is, I'm telling you, the most valuable Arab possession today is an Israeli identity card. They want to live here. It's a good life. It's a life filled with parity. Are things perfect? Are things ideal? Things aren't perfect for the Jews here. It's not ideal anywhere. Tell me where that ideal is. It's a good life. Everybody is educated. This week, you had to see all the kids starting school, the Arab kids, the Jewish kids, everybody walking past each other with their uniforms on the buses. Every parent is making the lunches. It doesn't exist. We isolate ourselves, but apartheid? Shame. Shame on anybody who tosses that accusation at Israel. I'll give them a laundry list of accusations, but apartheid doesn't come onto it.
Isn't one of them. Oh. You know what's really interesting, Andrew, is I've got the Times of Israel open in front of me today, and the front page headline today is that the first Druze woman is being elected into the Knesset, and I'm here to represent all Arab Israelis. So it's just kind of ironic that this is the topic that you've spoken to speak about today, and here it is in front of you in black and white.
Yeah, it's very funny. You know, thank you, Simon. Because I have to tell you, it's a little crazy that I have this little South African gig because I'm very apolitical. I find that the older I get, the less I know, and I can't compete with the pundits. And everybody has something to say, but I am just so deeply. I'm serious. I personalize this because I have to tell you this. Democracy, that we do better than everything here. It could be the death of Israel at the end of days. But to accuse us of that, I mean, Arab, and she's not, by the way, she's not the first Arab Knesset member. My anesthesiologist, I'm going now to an Arab dentist. I'm going to be seeing an Arab podiatrist.
That is interesting.
Next show, we'll talk about my feet.
Can't wait for that, yeah?
Yeah, right. Looking forward to that with visuals.
And it's also interesting because yesterday we had in studio, we had a group, a delegation of women from Witzo, Arab and Jewish women from Mate Yehuda, who were part of a dialogue group. And honestly, just because I like to stir things up a bit, I was gunning. I was asking the questions. I gave her every opportunity to say she's discriminated against or feels discrimination. I asked those questions and the answer was no. The answer was, I have an Israeli.
She didn't fight, did she?
No. She was quite proud of her Israeli identity card and, you know, spoke about the quality of education that her kids were getting and really brought it down to a very personal thing that it just, you know, it's easy to stand and pontificate from a high level about how you have issues with certain groups. But when you meet a person and you personalize it and it becomes real, well, it just doesn't exist. So I found that really quite incredible. The first time I'd ever engaged with an Arab woman. And that is one thing about my experience. I don't know about yours in Israel, but actually you've contradicted me. But I never had the opportunity to engage with people who were not Israeli Jews. And maybe that's something that's lacking.
Well, that's very, it's interesting because, I mean, if one comes on a tour, any kind of tour, you know, even say a pro-Palestinian narrative tour, they're going to come with an agenda. They're going to be agendaized.
Yes.
But if you have to have your teeth fixed, if you have to stand in line at the bank, if you need to get your car registration renewed or fixed or find out about your tickets, you don't have the luxury of, you know, selective intercommunication. The communication's there. I have to tell you, I mean, I go shopping here. I don't know if the saleswoman is Arab or Jewish. You know, it's just, but the level of frustration, I have to tell you, it's very, very painful. I read the Washington Post, I read the Boston Globe, I read the New York Times, I read it, and you just, it feels so hopeless some days, Simon. It feels so hopeless because nobody, I read a quote this morning that said, most conversations are not an opportunity for us to listen to one another. It's for us to, it's an opportunity to talk.
Yep.
We wait for that introduction to talk.
Yep.
And if they would hear the Israeli narrative, you know, Israelis walk around and they scratch their head and they're saying, you know, was ist das? What is this new accusation? It's very, very painful. It really is very painful. And more than painful, it's frustrating.
So what upsets me about this particular topic is when you get people with enormous stature, people like Desmond Tutu, who have lived under the worst of what South Africa had to offer at the time, and come out with statements like that, because he should know better. He should know that 20% of Israel's population is Arab. He should know that those 20% have full voting rights to elect Knesset members, and there are judges on the Supreme Court, et cetera, et cetera. And so the list goes on and on. And I just, that's where I feel somehow the battle is being lost, is that if we,
you know, you're being very kind. You're leaving out one thought. You know, it's very funny because it's 20% of the people with 100% of the rights. And that is very true. It's not 20% of the people with 20% of the rights. It's 100% of the rights. And when I hear that a Desmond Tutu speaks like that, when I hear, I mean, first of all, I mean, I personally think that most of Hollywood, really, I mean, talk about photographs of bottom feeders. Doesn't get, you know, bit worse than that. But when they get up and they talk like that, and they haven't been here. And I'm not talking about Ilan or Talib.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, yes.
That's a whole thing I'm ready to talk about another time, not in my last minute. But when a Desmond Tutu, who's been blessed from heaven, everybody has been blessed with their role, and that's what he spouts, and that was, it's either an agenda, which is very scary, but equally as frightening, is laziness. And to reach the heights of leadership and to be either that pointedly blatant and anti-Semitic, or to be as lazy as to not have the facts, in both cases, the people, their constituency is being cheated. They're being cheated.
Yeah.
They've been sold a con job, and more is expected. When you've been blessed with leadership, you have to be blessed with the humility to get the facts and even to say, I don't know, I need to learn more.
Andrew Simontov, as always, love speaking to you and got a huge smile on my face. Shabbat shalom to you. And, I hope things calm down a lot in Israel. It seems like you're in a very, pressurized period of time at the moment, but, please God.
Yeah, that's what they say. We call it Thursday.
Ah, cheers, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Shabbat shalom, kids. Happy that we're back. We're back on track.
We are indeed. Cheers.